Kellogg, the coffee that's always good to the last drop, brings you Wendy Warren and the News.
Hello, folks. This is Wendy Warren with news reports from the women's world. But first, here's Douglas Edwards with the latest headlines.
The government rested its case this morning in the Alger Hiss perjury trial. Assistant U.S. Attorney Thomas Murphy completed his case after his third witness had testified. Today's witness, Benjamin Fearsheim, stenographer for the House Un-American Activities Committee, took the stand to say that what appeared to be a discrepancy in Whitaker Chambers' testimony actually was a mistake that he, the stenographer, had made. Federal Judge Kaufman then excused the jury of 10 men and 2 women until Monday so the defense attorney can enter the customary motions. In Washington, Judith Copeland took the stand and in her own defense again today, and again she testified that she has always been loyal to the United States. On Capitol Hill, Chairman John Rankin of the House Veterans Committee says his group will probably take up a multi-billion-dollar bonus bill for veterans of World War II. Rankin says the so-called adjusted compensation plan should solve many veteran problems. More statistics from the Labor Department. It reports an employment slump in manufacturing industries. Between mid-April and mid-May, employment fell 320,000. However, it's considered mostly seasonal. In Pittsburgh, Steel Union President Phil Murray says he's determined to get U.S. Steel to discuss pensions. The company has turned down a demand for $150 a month in pensions, but Murray says the union and the company will bargain on the point before the negotiations are over. In Paris, the foreign ministers are still deadlocked over a working arrangement for Germany and a peace treaty for Austria. Apparently, the major stumbling block is Russia's refusal to guarantee the West free access to Berlin. The church-state conflict in Czechoslovakia has risen to a new climax. Archbishop Joseph Beran, head of the Roman Catholic Church there, is virtually a prisoner of the government. Czechoslovak communist police are standing guard at the archbishop's palace gate. Secret police have seized church records. Archbishop Beran is one of communism's bitterest enemies. And now, Wendy, what's the news today for the ladies?
Well, Doug, the dean of Sweetbriar College, Dr. Mary Eli Lyman, will become one of the first women ever to hold a full professorship in an American theological school when the 1950 academic year begins. Dr. Lyman has been elected as the very first woman faculty member of Union Theological Seminary in Manhattan, New York. Fall fashion preview shows that pockets of all kinds and sizes will be a leading feature in the ladies' wardrobe. Fall collections show pockets not only for daytime, but evening clothes as well. When a gunman entered the Pontiac, Michigan home of Mrs. M. Russell Coyle yesterday and demanded money, this quick-witted housewife handed the bandit a ham sandwich instead. He was so surprised he gulped it down and fled. And now here's Bill Flood with a word for you.
You know, even the most easygoing person won't tolerate a cup of poor coffee, and there's really no need to. Not when you can enjoy all the flavor-packed goodness of Maxwell House coffee for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the lowest-priced coffee sold. Rich, vigorous flavor, mellow, smooth goodness in every cup. That's Maxwell House. And you can credit the masterful blending skill of Maxwell House experts for this famous good-to-the-last-drop flavor. They draw on more than half a century's experience in the art of combining choice Latin American coffees. Premium coffees chosen for their mellowness, richness, vigor, and full body. Then, thanks to Radiant Roast, this superb Maxwell House blend is developed to full strength and perfection. No wonder Maxwell House coffee is so completely satisfying that it's preferred over all brands at any price. Next time, ask your grocer for Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop.
Off the air. Oh, joy, it's the weekend again.
Say that again, Wendy. Me for the shore. Oh, by the way, there's a phone call for you in the control room. Bob made with the signal before he ducked out.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Don't get yourself all blistered on the beach.
I learned my lesson 2 weeks ago. See you Monday.
Right. Hello?
Miss Vaughn?
Speaking.
This is Hugo.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm calling from the drugstore at 53rd and Park. You will meet me here in 5 minutes.
I beg your pardon?
I will wait for you here. Please come quickly.
But I don't understand. What do you want?
I am not prepared to say over the telephone. Much better we talk in person.
Well, I'm afraid I...
Miss Warren, I am not concerned with whatever appointments you may have. It will be necessary for you to cancel them. I will expect you shortly.
Hello? And what's this all about?
Good afternoon. You are very prompt.
I haven't much time. Would you mind explaining why you wanted to see me?
There is someone who can explain better than I. And Del Marcel is expecting you.
Why didn't she call me herself?
It was not convenient. She will make her own explanations, I'm sure. I have the car waiting outside. Shall we go?
The car ride is brief, and made in silence. Wendy steals a glance at the bland, inscrutable face beside her. The face she has reason to believe of a murderer. And yet she's not frightened. There's an air of unreality to their meeting. New York City, a little past high noon, and the bright sun with people and taxis and buses and all the bustle of metropolitan life around. 15 minutes later, they stand outside Madeline Marsan's hotel suite, and Madeline herself opens the door to them.
Come in, Wendy. Thank you, Madeline. I hope I may now dispense with my escort. Hugo is more than an escort. He is a bodyguard, an errand boy. In short, the perfect butler. Oh, Hugo?
I don't understand.
Oh, you will understand everything in good time. Oh, please sit down. Did you enjoy the weekend at Swanhaven?
It ended rather abruptly.
Yes, I was sorry for that, but Hugo explained to you that we were called back to town unexpectedly. You and your fiancé stayed away so long that Sunday afternoon we could not wait. I hope it did not spoil your visit.
No.
Since then, I have not been in touch with you, though I hear you on the radio. You have a charming voice. You sound the sort of person people would give their confidence, their trust.
Thank you.
May I have a cigarette, Hugo?
Linda.
Thank you. As I say, I have not been in touch. I have waited for you to call me, but you did not.
I've been very busy at the office.
Yes, we know. We are so interested, are we not, Hugo? There is one thing that interests us exceedingly. I am sure you will be able to explain it to our complete satisfaction, Wendy.
And that is?
A curious coincidence, shall we call it. So Hugo does not think it is a coincidence at all. He thinks it is a natural sequence of events. It worries us, rather.
Madeline, I wish you'd come out into the open and say what's on your mind.
You are very American. You do not like intrigue. You're blunt, straight from the shoulder.
I see no reason to be otherwise.
Yes? How is it, then, that the Manhattan Gazette, the paper for which you work, employs a private detective to investigate the Murtaugh case? A private detective who happens to be, see, a close friend to you.
Why?
Come. Surely there is some simple reason it should happen this way.
I don't know what you mean. It's true. I've known Rusty Doyle for years, and he and I have worked on cases together in the past. But the paper didn't hire him particularly for this. He was hired by the trustees of Braemar University.
We know that. It was to be a private investigation.
And then one of the trustees called in the police.
That's right. But Rusty was still in a position to follow the case. So he offered his services to the Gazette, as he's done before on other news stories.
You did not, by any chance, tip him off to this because he's your friend, Miss Warren?
No, I did not.
How are we to be sure of that?
Is it so important?
You know very well how important it is.
Hush, Hugo. There's no purpose in bullying Wendy. She resents it, and rightly so. Wendy and I are friends. There's a much simpler way by which she can prove her good faith. Wendy, this friend of yours, the private detective Doyle, is his name?
Yes.
During the course of his investigation, he will confer with you at the office?
Not necessarily.
But if you showed interest, if you asked him from point to point.
Yes.
That is what you will do. Whatever he finds out, you will pass on to us, to Hugo and myself. The eternal triangle. The police, Mr. Doyle, and ourselves. Amusing, is that?
No. I wouldn't call it amusing.
Just the same, you will not fail us. Will you, Wendy?
I can't answer that now. You'll have to give me time.
I'm afraid that is impossible. You see, already you are indebted to us. We took you into our confidence. We made you one of our charmed circle. So now, of course, you must offer some tangible expression of your appreciation. Hugo agrees with me, don't you, Hugo?
I not only agree, I am very insistent. Miss Lauren has no alternative.
You must admit, Wendy, that considerable time has gone by, and you have shown no cooperation.
What did you expect me to do?
Hugo gave you my message that afternoon. I expected information from you. Surely you did not misunderstand. You're not a naive person. May I remind you that membership in our select little group is an exacting honor. And once you have been elected one of us, there is no drawing back.
Yama.
No drawing back. Ever again.
No one doubts the law of cause and effect. That means, of course, there must be a good reason behind this fact. More people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. Well, the cause of this overwhelming preference is that famous, good-to-the-last-drop Maxwell House flavor. You see, Maxwell House is a superb blend of these carefully selected Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness, Medellins for richness, Bucaramangas for full body, and still other fine coffees for vigor. Then comes Radiant Roasting to bring out the full flavor of every bean. And not a bit of that extra flavor is lost. Thanks to vacuum packing, Maxwell House comes to you fresh as the hour it left the roasting oven. Not just days fresh, but roaster fresh. Get full-bodied roaster fresh Maxwell House costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the lowest-priced coffee sold. So much more for so little more. No wonder it's America's favorite brand of coffee. So, friends, treat your family and yourself to the very best in coffee-drinking pleasures. Next time you're shopping for coffee, ask for Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop. Throughout this meeting, there's a part of Wendy that watches the scene and all its ugly implications. A silent observer. Cool, poised, calculating. A part that knows no fear, no hesitation. That knows if she betrays the slightest weakness now, the cause for which she and Anton are fighting will be irrevocably lost. Be sure to listen at this same time Monday for Wendy Warren and the News, brought to you by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand. Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop.
Coconut, Baker's coconut, coconut for sale. Delicious Baker's Coconut.
It's a coconut man with that wonderful Baker's Coconut to make good candies even better. Add tender, delicious Baker's Coconut to your fudge, panucci, or fondant. You'll have a treat that family and guests will love. Grand in cupcakes and cookies, too. So make good treats better with Baker's Coconut. Be sure to listen again Monday for Wendy Warren and the News. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.